Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Looks like the NCGA has launched Farm to Virtual Fair Contest. The National Corn Growers Association is kicking off summer with a new contest focusing on the benefits of using corn in the feed ration. The contest runs through Monday, November 2nd of this year. And they say that with so many unknowns this year, they wanted to give students participating in their local county or state 4-H and FFA livestock shows something to look forward to, says Nebraska Farmer and Market Development Action Team Chair Dan Wesley. He adds that that's why we are calling this the Farm to Virtual Fair Contest. Whether you're able to attend in person or not, we want to recognize the hard work that goes into caring for and showing livestock. To enter the contest, you must follow the NCGA on Instagram and then tag them or hashtag them mycornfedbarn.com. Participants can enter a photo or video explaining why they use corn in their feed ration. The first place winner will win $300, second gets $200, and third gets $100. Winners will be announced on November 16th. July soybean futures jumped by 33% since June 1st. Export prospects and optimism around economic reopening drove prices higher over the last week. As the market turns to the 2020 crop, acreage and yield potential come to the forefront, according to the University of Illinois economist Todd Hubbs. He says, at present, a continuation of the recent rally appears dependent on export strength as production potential remains at levels seen entering the planting season. Outstanding sales for the next marketing year through June 4th came in at 152.6 million bushels. China buying sat at 74 million bushels. Since the latest export sales report, soybean sales reported by the Foreign Agricultural Service totaled an additional 40.7 million bushels, and that helped spark the strong rally last week. He adds, well, confirmed sales to China only total 24 million bushels of those sales. A common assumption is that most of those purchases were moving across the Pacific. He also adds a strong pace at the next marketing year's sales sits on par with levels seen before the outbreak of trade hostilities with China. Soybean purchases by China out of Brazil continue at pace, and a large portion of U.S. sales are for the next marketing year. Uncertainty about U.S.-China relations remain, but early soybean buying sets a positive tone, he adds. In the June WASDE report, soybean exports for the current marketing year fell by 25 million bushels. And the American Association of Meat Processors Board of Directors announced that they are canceling the 2020 American Convention of Meat Processors and Suppliers exhibition scheduled for July 30th through August 1st. It would have been held in Des Moines, Iowa. The convention has been canceled due to public health concerns related to COVID-19 pandemic. The association will be working with convention registrants and exhibitors directly over the coming weeks to discuss refunds and how to proceed going forward. The 2021 AAMP convention is scheduled to take place July 15th through the 17th in Oklahoma City. You are listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Keep it here all day, every day for more ag and weather updates as well. And Eric will be back shortly with more Inside Ag right after this.